Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Welcome back, Nancy Mimlis.
Why, thank you, Brian Edward.
It is my pleasure.
It's my pleasure to be with you as well.
What would you like to discuss over martinis this evening?
Well, I would like to discuss Opera Theater's A New Fallout.
Have at it.
All right, I'll have at it. It's a world premiere. It is produced and commissioned by lots of different companies, helped to commission it. And the music is by, Gilda Lyons. And the libretto is from a local playwright, Tammy Ryan. Brilliant playwright. And the producer and the director are Jonathan Eaton, who you interviewed. Mm-hmm. And also the musical director and the conductor is Robert Frankenberry, who you also interviewed.
And guess
and
what?
Tammy Ryan.
We've had Tammy Ryan on the show,
right.
Too. Berg Vivant gets around.
A cornucopia of people. Plethora. Skookum.
So okay, we know a lot of these folks. Yeah.
So the basic story is it's inspired by Rachel Carson, who was an environmentalist, a local. She's from Western Pennsylvania. And she wrote The Silent Spring, which is about the fallout on how the environment is connected to what people are doing and how dangerous things are and how they affect us. For example, spraying pesticides, we think, oh, we're killing the bugs, but we're also getting those chemicals. So the title, A New Fallout, is inspired by a testimony that she gave to the Senate in 1963 about this issue. And it's this basic story is a couple, Alice and Jack Front, who learn that she's pregnant. And the time that she learns that she's pregnant, her husband's company decides that they're going to spray their neighborhood with this DDT pesticide. And so she's torn because she starts reading Rachel Carson's Silent Spring. And she's torn on, what is this going to do to my baby? What is this going to do to me? It's set in 1962. The costumes are very fun. And the connection between all the characters is really amazing. Oh, and there's subtitles, even though it's in English. So they come across the dub.
Well, wait a minute. What language are the subtitles?
They're in English, but like sometimes...
What?
I know.
Maybe for the...
Sometimes it's hard to understand, I guess, for some people.
Or
so
maybe for the hearing impaired.
Maybe. Maybe that was it, the hearing impaired. But it was cool because there were times that there were a bunch of different people singing and you could totally follow. Because there were all the different voices.
I wish they would do that at like a Tom Waits concert so I could understand what they're... Or a Bob Dylan concert so I can understand what they're saying.
But it starts with young Alice and the older version of Alice who has cancer and is in the hospital. And it did affect her. And her husband works as an ad man for a company. And all through the opera, they sing this line, Better living through chemistry or better living with chemistry. And it's sort of like this little madman jingle kind of thing that goes through it. And it's a conflict because she doesn't want to upset her husband and his company, but she ends up taking that company to court because she feels they're doing something dangerous. And of course, her husband loses his job and their world changed. But it is connected, you know. Oh, and the sort of Greek chorus is the earth, science, and word. And it's sort of these voices that appear and they use the space at the 20th Century Club brilliantly. People come in all the different entrances, all different types of voices. The three leads, so to speak, are young Alice, who's Laura Lynn Cottrell, And she just, her voice gave me chills. She just, soprano extraordinaire. And the older Alice, which is Daphne Alderson, who is the, has the depth and despair of this woman who tried her, you know, she keeps saying, I tried. And then Jack Front, the husband, who's played by Christopher Scott, and a million other people who are just as brilliant. All the friends of hers and the company men are all. And it is about their voices, but the story is something we can all connect with. You know, how are we as humans in affecting our environment, and what's going to happen to us as humans down the road and our children? And a lot of it is about the children. And it's so relevant because Rachel Carson's, you know, this is 50 years ago, you know, it's still being a topic that's discussed, and I don't know if we're any better off, but just that it opens up the dialogue for that is what Better Living with Chemistry. It's just really the musical, the music's beautiful. It's interesting. It's got a very much more opera feel than Damn Yankees was, because it's literally an opera. But what I liked most about it was all the different ages there. There was a lot of older people. There were some younger people. There were people that clearly have environmental activist kind of issues. You could see this is an important subject to them. And then, of course, Tammy Ryan, you know, how can you not, I believe this is her first libretto, I'm not really sure, yes. But it just, the words that they're saying, and very much inspired by Rachel Carson's words, but it's just such a human story, because it's a husband and wife and their relationship and how it's affected by his job, which a lot of people can relate to, and also their world and their unborn child. It's just, Kerpow is what I would say about it, because one of the jingles for the bug spray is Kerpow. And so that's what I would say is it's a Kerpow production. You really want to go see it and experience the whole opera feel without it being in another language where you can't understand it. And also local ties, funded. I think it took 2 years to get it going. And
in closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.